We walked, or it seemed, wandered for nearly an hour before Simpson called in the chopper to take us back. We went to a pickup zone that was different from where we had landed and squatted in the knee-high grass. Simpson and this corporal named Brunner kept us covered while we mounted the chopper. Then they were in and the chopper was off. Then we were back to our base area.
"Y'all looked okay out there," Simpson said. "You gotta stay alert like that all the time."
We started back toward the camp. It was less than 100 yards. We had been told that there were minefields and trip flares planted around the perimeter. Sergeant Simpson had a map of our way back in. The path we had to walk up was covered by a brace of M60 machine guns. The guys manning them looked bored. There could have been a whooshing noise. I wasn't sure. I just heard Sergeant Simpson yelling for us to stay on the path. The other regular squad guys were already down. I was in the dirt. My eyes were closed. I could hear somebody screaming.
"Oh God, oh God, oh God."
Noises. Somebody saying that it was a booby trap. Sergeant Simpson talking into the radio. I opened my eyes. Everybody else was up. I got up as quickly as I could. Some of the guys were looking around, their weapons moving, shaking almost as if they were alive, looking for an enemy to fire upon.
"Keep those pieces still, keep them down."
Sergeant Simpson's voice had changed. He barked commands.
"Get into the camp! Get into the camp!"
Brunner was dragging somebody. I looked behind me. I couldn't see anything. It was light out, but all I could see was a few feet in front of me. My vision didn't go any further. We got back to the camp. Two sergeants opened the barbed wire fence. They pulled the wounded man in. I looked. There was a shard of metal protruding from Jenkins's chest. The blood gurgled out of the wound it made and sprayed along the concave metallic surface. He tried to bring his hand to it, to touch it. A medic had reached him and pushed his hand away. Jenkins's face was white and twisted as he struggled to look down at his wound. There were bubbles on the wound as he struggled for a final breath. And then that too stopped.